Welcome back. You're with the News at One. We'll be talking about the snowstorm in New York in a few moments and whether the mayor there is going to cop a lot of blame for possibly overreacting to the forecast predictions. But let's deal with another calamity. The hashtag was Facebook down. Another was Facebookgeddon. This was an outage that closed down Facebook around the world for around an hour this morning. Facebook says the interruption was due to their own engineers introducing a change that affected their configuration systems, whatever that means. But there is a hacker group called Lizard Squad, which also says they were behind the outage. Let's get some clarity now from Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent. Were your hands shaking, Adrian? Did you get to read 6 books? Were you able to cope without Facebook?
There were no baby pictures or wedding ceremony information this morning on you, so it was a trying time. But no, the outage for an hour is almost certainly, it's more believable that Facebook was simply configuring its servers. It's actually happened before. It happened last year when there was a 30-minute outage. The group that claimed responsibility, Lizard Squad, it was a vague claim of responsibility. They've claimed responsibility for stuff before, notably hacks on Microsoft and Sony. But to actually attack Facebook in the way that they're suggesting, in other words, to send so much traffic to overload their servers so that you or I couldn't visit Facebook, would be such a difficult thing to do because Facebook is so big, so many of us use it. In Ireland alone, over 2 million of us have active accounts and over 1 million of us use it every single day.
So it's not just about selfies, it's also about business, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, one of the side effects to Facebook being down was a lot of other businesses went down because if you consider services, for example, such as the dating site Tinder, that relies almost exclusively on your Facebook profile. So if your Facebook profile is inaccessible, you can't get into Tinder. Similarly, on a smaller scale, in the media business here in Ireland, whether it's RTE or the Irish Independent or anyone else, an awful lot of our web traffic actually now comes from Facebook. So when Facebook comes down, it has quite a significant cascading effect on the entire e-commerce ecosystem.
And this all ties into a story that you were writing this morning about Irish people replacing, using their phones now, and we're replacing our PCs, and you know, we have taken to the mobile phone and the smartphone like ducks have taken to water, it seems.
Absolutely. So the latest research from the global Dublin-based research agency StatCounter, which is a very trusted organisation, suggests that PC use in Ireland for accessing the internet, so as a measurement for what we use our machines for, we used to use PCs to get online, 80% of the market 2 years ago. Now it's less than 60%, whereas phones now, a third of us now use our phones as the main internet device. And actually, though, even those figures are probably understated because the research doesn't measure apps such as Facebook or Twitter. It only measures websites. So in fact, this year we will probably see Irish people using their phones as their first and their most common means of accessing the web and online services rather than the computer. The PC is falling back into the distance.
So it's the first thing people would grab if there was a fire in the house and they were looking to run for the exit, is it?
There's a lot of evidence to suggest that. And it's why this morning between 6 and 7 a.m. when Facebook went down, when a lot of people were waking up, there was this vague sense of panic because they just didn't know what was going on in the world.
There you go. Now it's all explained. Adrian Weckler, thank you very much indeed.